Hey everybody, welcome to the latest episode of All Too Real 2. My name is Michael E. Cullen II, and with me, as always, is...
Sesame, LV,
and Carter.
It's a good name.
Yeah, it's alright.
So, start out things, I had a question for you.
Okay.
How often do you think of the Roman Empire?
Not often, really.
Me either. There's this thing going on TikTok, which we have a TikTok, by the way. So be sure to follow us on there. It's All Too Real Too, something or other on TikTok, whatever. Anyway, so there's this thing going on where women are asking their boyfriends or husbands how often they think of the Roman Empire. And most of these men are saying that they think of it at least twice a week.
It's just like some meme, probably, you know?
Yeah, and it's just... But it's like, I think that, I mean, it's a certain type of person who thinks of the Roman Empire a lot.
Well, there's probably two types. It's probably an academic,
yeah,
who studies history and maybe has like a special interest in the Roman Empire. Because what empire are we talking about here? Because weren't there multiple Roman empires at one point? But... it's whatever.
Yeah.
But then, like, there's the other type that's like the Jordan Peterson, Manosphere,
yeah,
like, Western civilization used to be about, you know, men being men and, you know, and all this kind of stuff, you know. So I don't know, but...
The type of people that watch wrestling, not for the sport or the entertainment of it, but they like to see men in scantily clad outfits, but then claim that they're doing it because it's a manly thing to do, but they don't really want to realize that they're actually attracted to these men in these outfits.
Yeah. I mean, you got Randy Macho Man Savage. I mean, you know, right, the dude was a handsome dude. I mean, you know, he had muscles and, you know, he was cool. He always wore those cool sunglasses. He was really into beef jerky for a while.
And then I often think of the fact that I'm just slightly younger than John Cena. And,
oh, really?
And that man is like a friggin', you know, like the Statue of David or something. You know, he's just like, you know. Yeah. So,
and
you know.
John Cena now is an actor, mm-hmm, not just a wrestler.
Yes.
Not just. Technically, wrestling is a performance art.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't mean to downgrade wrestling because there is a fair bit of acting,
oh, yeah,
involved.
No, it's a good thing. I enjoy wrestling. I mean, I don't watch it a lot, but I enjoy that. I'm not trying to say anything about that, but I'm just still confused by this whole, and it's a meme that's going around, obviously, but, you know, it's like, I'm just curious, you know, because, like, if you do think about the Roman Empire, why do you think about the Roman Empire is what I don't understand these people. You know, it's like, there's got to be reasoning. It's like, I mean, I understand that sometimes it might, you know, the fall of the Roman Empire might be mimicking what's going on in our world today, but... I don't know.
Yeah.
Or not mimicking, but, you know, that we might be mimicking it.
I mean, I tend to think about what I'm reading, right? So.
Yeah, me too.
If I were reading about the Roman Empire, I probably would be thinking about it multiple times a day, even.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm reading about the fall of Yugoslavia in the 1990s, so that's
what I'm thinking of. I mean, if I was like a professor of the Roman Empire and history professor or something, you know, then yeah, I'd think about it a lot. You know, just like if I was a, you know, teacher of sex ed, I'd think about that a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, what?
Wait, okay. Anyways, that brings us to what we're talking about today.
That was a smooth
transition.
Transition,
yes. Yeah. I'm going to pat myself on the back for that one. Anyways, yeah. Folks, today on the show, we are covering the second episode of the British television series, Bad Education. This was series 1, episode 2, which aired on August 21st, 2012, entitled Sex Education. It was directed by Ben Gosling Fuller, written by Jack Whitehall, Freddie Seaborn and or Seaborn, I don't know, and Ben Cavey or Cavey. Anyways, okay, so now I don't know how to pronounce names. You know, I really do not know. Ses Ami. That's how you pronounce your name, right?
Yes. Yeah, Ses Ami, yeah.
Yeah, like that. Ses Ami. Yeah. Because I'm bad at pronouncing names. Anyways, my joke just went flat. But the... So today's episode, because we're covering British sitcoms because of the ongoing writers and actors strike. By the time this releases, hopefully one of those strikes might be over.
I heard about that.
Yeah, because we were recording this on Sunday, the 24th of September, 2023. And this will probably be released later this week. So maybe one of those will be done by then, and maybe both, hopefully, but we'll see. But in the meantime, we have been covering British sitcoms, and we already covered the first episode of Bad Education and figured we'd cover the second one. So what are your initial reactions to this episode here, Sesame?
I thought it was hilarious. I watched the third episode too, so far, you know, we're at 3 for 3.
Nice.
There's some British humor that I just don't get. You know, it's just different culture and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But this is like, you know, the oddball kind of humor, you know, pretty much up my alley, you know. Slightly irreverent. Sorry if I can say that word correctly.
Irreverent.
But not, yeah. Not to the point where it's, what's that?
I said irreverent.
Yeah, irreverent. Yeah, that's a hard word for me to pronounce.
I think actually irreverent is like, irreverent is a different thing. That's like an electronic reverend.
Oh, okay.
Like when you get married online or something.
Oh, okay.
Wait, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
But no, I liked it. I think this is a really good show. You know, it's very offbeat. It's very specific type of humor. Some of it's a little bit racy, as you'll find out in the episode.
That's like a little more than what you would see like on American television, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Because especially when it comes to like sexual humor, we don't tend to have as big of a open, you know, look at the whole like sexual humor in the United States as they do in Great Britain. I think we're more about violence than we are about sex here.
Oh, of course. Like, yeah, you know, violence is, well, I mean, God, The Walking Dead was on regular TV. Yeah,
I know.
It was on regular cable. It wasn't even HBO, and you got people being ripped in half and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like,
but then again, we do have, but it was actually, you know, produced in Great Britain, a lot of it. But like, we had something like Game of Thrones where there was like incest and sex and all that shit on there. I never watched it, but you know, that was like a really popular show. So who knows, you know, so. But
I never saw it either. I got to get on it. I never watched it, but
yeah, I may someday. I don't know. It just never interests me.
Yeah, me either.
But I can't deny that it was popular. So, I enjoyed this episode too. I thought it was pretty funny. I'm liking the show a lot so far. I've seen bits and pieces of other episodes too, and I find everything I've seen so far pretty funny. So what happened in this episode? I know you've seen it a few times. I only watched it once, so
yeah.
we're gonna rely on Sesame here for our kind of information here more than me, because I'm probably not gonna be, you know, remembering it as much.
That's fine. I mean, I wrote a bunch of stuff down from the last time I watched it. So it starts off with LV, who is our main one of our main characters. He's the teacher of this class of ragtag bunch of students that love him because they, you know, he's kind of like on their level maturity wise, maybe even a little bit below in some ways. But he's got, is it Jonathan or Joe? I forgot his name. It's Joe, I think.
The student.
Yeah, is it Joe or Jonathan?
Joe, the
Joe,
the one that he tries to.
Joe seems to be like his favorite student to pick to do like stupid things with, because he kind of is like shy and doesn't know how to say no, I guess. So
yeah,
got him in the girls' bathroom writing Pickwell's got a wing, which, you know, is kind of unfortunate now because there's a lot of transphobia in Britain, like, really bad. But back then, I don't think it was as bad. So it was more of just like a, you know, just like a dumb joke kind of. It was one of those irreverent.
Yeah, it's like, it's like, okay, so like I watched a lot of, I've been watching a lot of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Not to advertise the show, but regardless, on there, the host is a female, Aisha Tyler, and they have a running gag throughout that show about her having a penis.
Okay.
It's just this random thing that they'll once in a while, like if they like do an impersonation of her, they'll talk about her having a penis when she doesn't. And I don't know what it is, but it's like, it might have been funny at the time, like a few years ago in these episodes, but now it's kind of not getting as funny. But,
yeah.
But
it's just like, I don't know, it's just one of those weird things. That, but we kind of had that a little bit in the last episode, so we're kind of just sort of picking up on that again. Mm-hmm. And so she's off confiscating cider, or I don't know if it was alcoholic or just regular cider. I don't know what.
Yeah, I'm not sure because it was like in a 2-liter. Like it looked like a, you know, it looked like it was like a Sprite bottle or something, you know?
So I don't know why this punk, and it's like the punk kid who was kind of like a bully who made Alvy give him his shoes in the last episode. He tries to bring in some kind of cider drink. It just seems like a weird thing to bring if you're like a bully. It just seems like a weird, you know what I mean? Like, if you're a bully, I could see, like, you trying to bring, like, brass knuckles or something menacing in. But it's like, if I were a bully, I wouldn't be, like, trying to sneak in, like, a pack of gummy worms. Like, it just seems kind of like a soft thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really imagine hard people, like, doing soft things, I guess. Like, I don't really imagine Stalin, like, just going to town on, like, an ice cream, like a banana split. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't. Like, I don't know. It's just hard for me to, you know.
I mean, they have, you know, cider, like. And it's like alcoholic cider in Great Britain, but I mean, I don't know about.
Maybe that was it, but it was in like a 2-liter, like you said.
White,
it looked like
a white cider. Here, I found a.
You're looking it up right now?
Yeah, I found a. White cider is becoming like heroin among alcoholics, says reports.
Oh, boy.
Maybe cheap, but white cider, the drink of choice for many homeless alcoholics, commands big profits. This is from The Guardian.
Okay.
Back in 2011, so right like the year before this episode.
Yeah.
So that might, you know, cans of brands such as White Ace, Carbon White, and White Star sell for, yeah, and this is a British article, yeah, little as 59p or whatever. It's because it's so cheap and it has a very quick effect on you. I guess it has, like, yeah, it must be, it's easy to drink. It's kind of like, probably like how everybody's into, like, White Claw or, like, those, you know, or they before, like, those little, what are those, like, I mean, I don't drink alcohol, so I don't know, but, like, those, like, alcoholic beverages that are, like, you know, really fruity and stuff that you can buy, like, in, like, little bottles and stuff.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, can't think of what they're called. There's a name for that type of thing, but you know what I mean? Like, stuff that's, like, you know, these drinks that are, like, they've got alcohol in them, but they're easy to drink sort of thing. You know, that's probably what it's kind of like. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Stuff like back in the day, they had like Bertles and James and, what the heck are those? Like, damn it. That's going to bug me, but we'll come back to it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, so I guess it's alcoholic. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, Pickwell confiscates it. She goes into the ladies' room and dumps it out. So, get it. Ooh, sounds like she's going pee. You know, type of thing. And then Alvy keeps making these like movie references like Waterworld and Die Hard. And he's like, I haven't seen that. That's an 18 and above movie. Mom will, because we find out in episode 3, there's like this big craze of like this video game. And he, you know, he's not allowed to do anything that's like 18 and above because his mom will, you know, let him watch those kind of movies or whatever, play those kind of games.
Yeah.
And so then she sees the wall and she goes pathetic and takes out a marker and puts an apostrophe between the L and the S because he forgot to do that.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, she kind of leans into the joke a little bit because she doesn't really care too much about.
And I think a lot of the whole, like, you know, women having penis jokes sort of thing is like when a woman's kind of powerful or a strong woman to, you know, you gotta masculate them in a way or something, you know, instead of like it's kind of like the opposite of emasculating a man, you know. So it's
I'm pretty sure that was probably it. I guess it's one of those offbeat jokes. I didn't really take it.
No, I mean, right. I didn't take it like as a transphobic joke or anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's just one of those kind of things, you know, because she's, you know, she is kind of like the, I guess, one of the villains, if you want to call it that, in the show. And then so and that's kind of where we, that's like our, what do you call it at the beginning? There's a name for that. There's like a
cold open.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Then you go into credits. Yeah. Yeah. That was our cold open.
Yeah.
And then we get into this thing where there's supposed to be a presentation for like diversity or gender equality or something like that. And then he pretty much, of course, didn't do anything. He just let Steven, I think he let Steven. Steven's like our resident gay character, very, very obvious gay
character. Yeah, Steven.
You know, he let Steven just basically do it. So like, I think maybe he and Chantel maybe produce it together. And mind you, these are high school students. You know, Chantel is 15 in this TV. I don't know how old the actress was, but the character.
I'm pretty sure the actress was over 18, but still.
Well, no, I'm just saying, yeah, the character.
No, but the character's 15, yeah.
Yeah, Chantel, the character. And they're like, you know, doing this dance that's pretty bordering, well, actually kind of crossing the border of like inappropriateness, you know, when it comes to like, you know, sexual themes. Like, you know, we got light spanking going on, you know. Steven's kind of cross-dressing, I think, and part of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, stuff like that. And like the, you know, some of the students are into it. The parents are, you know, very embarrassed and concerned. And then one of my favorite, because like the Shaquille, the white guy named Shaquille, who's the headmaster. I don't know why they named that, but maybe it's a British name. I don't know. He's, you know, this one of the parents like kind of storms off in a huff, and Shaquille's trying to give him a high five, and then he just kind of walks past him, and then he goes, "Look, I guess he's not an R&B fan." Like, that's the thing he had a problem with, was the song, not the fact that like there's a bunch of kids dancing in a very sexualized manner. He's fast becoming one of my favorite characters in this show. The one-liners alone, like I've written down almost at least 20 one-liners just from him in this episode. You know, that is one thing I will say about British humor, though. There is a lot of good banter. In British shows. So I will say, like, especially like older shows like Fawlty Towers.
I mean,
Monty Python, you know.
I mean, honestly, like in the United States, you got people like David Mamet or Kevin Smith that are good at with the banter back and forth of people, or like I can't remember. There's other people like that, but not that many, you know. That'll say stuff like that. And the name Shaquille, by the way,
yeah,
is both it's Arabic and American in origin.
Oh, okay.
So. Why does British guys name Shaquille? I don't know.
I think they just wanted to make a joke. It's like a British white guy named Shaquille.
That's probably it.
No, I literally think that's the reason why. Like, I don't think there's any other. Mm-hmm. And plus, to him being the way he is, also, like, he's not just a British white guy. It's him, his personality. It's just something about it. Who knows? We're probably going to learn out later in the story. Maybe he was adopted, you know, or something like that. Maybe by black parents. And then what's that?
I said, we'll find out, I'm sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll find out, because there's like at least six, not to say about four series of this or something like that.
Yeah.
There's a movie. So
there's a movie and then a reboot series too. So, yeah. But yeah. Well, yeah, the thing I was thinking of earlier was wine coolers, by the way. So, anyways.
Oh, wine coolers.
Yeah.
My mom used to get those a little bit when we were kids, like back in the 90s when they were kind of like popular.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's not really high alcohol content into it. And like you said, it's kind of easy to drink. It doesn't like feel bad or like taste like beer, which I don't like taste of at all, really. And, you know, and it's not like hard liquor, like, you know, your whiskeys or your vodkas or what have you, you know. So,
that just reminded me when you said whiskey, I was thinking of, you know, the Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
Oh,
he takes a whiskey drink, he takes a cider drink, and they say cider, they say whiskey drink and cider drink in there. So,
that's right.
Yeah, okay.
Was it the good times or the worst times?
Yeah.
The worst time. Oh, Danny boy. I know. It's like,
yeah.
It's a good song.
Uh-huh.
Good band. Actually, Chumbawamba used to be a hardcore punk band.
Yeah, they're a hardcore punk anarchist band.
Yeah, so, I love them for their politics.
Yeah.
Totally. And they have another song called, I think it was like The Day the Nazi Died or something like that. It's a really interesting song, very political song. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. But
yeah, I was going to say, I recently listened to a podcast. I wish I could remember which one it was. And it was all about they were talking about mainly about tub thumping, but about everything that led up to that and the history of Chumbawamba. And it was really interesting. So, yeah.
That does sound really cool. I like to check that out a lot too.
Yeah.
And I think they wrote that song as kind of like a joke too, didn't they? Like, it wasn't really meant to be like a, like they weren't trying to write like a hit song kind of thing, you know? Like,
yeah, I don't think they wanted it released as a single. So yeah.
Yeah. What that happens to a lot of bands mm-hmm. like that. They write this hit song that didn't really mean to write, mm-hmm. but of course, you know, they end up making money from it and they're like, God damn it. Now we're going to be known for this one song. Mm. Like, anyway, it's another thing too about a band called Saigon Kick back in the 80s. They're this really, really good thrash metal band. They spent years perfecting their craft, and then they write their first album. And this album is just, I mean, I listened to it before. It's just brilliant. It's like 40 minutes of just, they got one ballad on the song, one ballad. And of course, that's the song that took them, you know, and then people want to go to these concerts thinking that this is what their song's going to, what they're going to hear. And instead they're hearing thrash metal.
Yeah. And
there's the pressure from the record company, of course, to, all right, for your next record, maybe take the aggression down a little bit. And, you know how that whole thing goes. But like, anyway, sorry, that's the whole.
Oh, yeah. Thing.
I think the cider I was drinking maybe is getting to my head a little bit. And anyway, so they come out of the locker, I mean, not the locker, they come out of the bathroom. And that punk dude, I don't know his name, he's like the bully. He took a picture of them coming out of the bathroom, and he's...
Yeah, and they're coming out, they aren't coming out of the women's restroom, so yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. And then he took a photo of them and basically claiming he's going to, you know, send it around school or whatever, unless LV buys him more cider. And I love this scene, because he comes up with a cider, and then the guy's like, change. And he's like, it was my money. So he'd kind of give the change.
It's like, doesn't make any sense, but
it doesn't make sense. He gives him money and he's like, all of it. And then like, he goes for a pant to give like the remaining coins or whatever. Just like little things like this in the show, like they're so small, but they're so important at the same time. I just love mm-hmm. it. And then the parents are complaining, you know, to Shaquille about the performance that they had just seen. And he calls them the MILF Brigade. He told Alvy the MILF Brigade are in a tiz about no, so that was even before that. That was because there was a French exchange student, I guess, who like impregnated someone last year.
Yeah.
And so they were afraid that they're gonna have like a repeat of that. And then the dance was supposed to like make him feel better. And then they end up seeing the dance, and then after that, you know, they're just kind of complaining about like, you know, what are you teaching these kids? And, you know, they point into a flyer that's like shows like a, you know, like a female figure or whatever to like, you know, join the competition. And he's like, don't worry, we don't discriminate. We even had Fat Alice go there, and she's like, that's preposterous. Like, yeah, I know. Why do you think I voted her off the first time or something like that? And she's like, Matt Alice is my daughter. And he's like, she's got great eyes, though. And then she's like, nice eyes.
Yeah. So offensive, but funny.
No, I know. It is a little, you know.
No, I'm saying, I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm saying in a humorous way.
Yeah. And then, you know, Alfie, what's her name? He it's like the girlfriend that he wants really bad. Another teacher.
Yeah.
Rose?
Rosie. Yeah.
Yeah, Rosie.
Rosie Gullet. Yeah.
You know, she's always the voice of reason in the show. She's very mature. And so she's trying to, you know, like, hey, you know, this is important, you know, to teach sex education. Because, yeah, this is right after all this stuff. And, you know, saying, you know, this is, you know, they're going to be exploring their bodies more and, you know, stuff like that. We need to be, you know, we need to be mature for them to, you know, have a safe place to kind of, you know, talk about these things. Again, this is Britain. In America now, you probably would get like a mob of right-wing Christians trying to lynch you for like, you know, or something like that. But, you know, in Britain, a little bit more mature about mm-hmm. you know, the human body and how it changes and, you know, not being weird about it. not being creepy about it, just like a factual intellectual, like, yes, this is.
Well, I mean, literally, literally, there are a lot of places that don't even want sex education taught.
No, they don't. Exactly.
Yeah.
No.
So they, yeah.
Crazy.
They, but, and then they wonder why all their daughters end up pregnant.
No, totally. It's, I mean, so she's trying to play it mature. And of course, Alvy interrupts her like he always does. And he's like, something like, I don't remember what he said. He was just saying a bunch of inappropriate shit and offending the parents. And then Pickwell volunteers him to teach his class about sex ed. And he says something like, yeah, sure. He doesn't want to do it. He's afraid because he has no idea what he's talking about. And he's like, yeah, I'm like a sex Yoda. He's like, sex many times I have had. Shaquille goes, yeah, top-notch Jedi banter.
funny.
I just love this show so much. And then, and so we kind of go through like a montage of the different classes, teaching that, you know, Rosie's, you know, very mature about it. She's just listing the body parts and, you know, and just being, you know, very compassionate and, you know, open about it. You got Pickwell, like the lighting gets really dim as she's just reading straight from the Bible.
There's like she's reading from the Bible. There's also a picture of, was it like Stalin on the one side?
Yep.
And it was the guy that Forrest Whitaker played in The Last King of Scotland on the other.
It was Ida El Amin, Uganda on the left.
Yeah.
And Stalin on the face.
And it had this like steel metal gray green color to the film, like it was like a green kind of wash over it, almost like a, I don't know, almost like a, like a, an old like Russian or German type of you know, propaganda film feeling or something. Yeah.
And the music sounded like it was like some kind of Soviet kind of, like, you know, the background, like the music got really harsh, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we get to Alfie's class that he's like just trying to draw shit on the boards. No idea what he's talking about. And then it's just funny. And then he's, you know, Joe really, because the other part of the show is that Joe has to go on some exchange to go on a French farm for some reason.
Yeah, they're doing a foreign exchange student type thing.
Yeah.
And I guess they had to send some people over. And, yeah, so like this is the whole thing. Like, I still don't understand how foreign exchange students work.
Yeah,
we've talked about this in previous episodes when we've had like some foreign exchange students. I remember listening to one of our older episodes recently where we talked about this, and I don't even remember which one it was. But it's like I still don't understand how foreign exchange students work. So
yeah, I don't know either. Maybe in Britain it's different. Maybe they actually do like a literal exchange. You know?
Yeah, but I don't. I mean. Because I don't think it's like a one for one thing usually. That's what we were talking about in a previous episode, and I'm still confused.
No,
it's not like if they sent, you know, me to France that a French kid would be living with my parents. I don't know if that's how and I'd be living with his parents. I don't know if that's how it works or what.
It could be, but I doubt it. But mm-hmm. That's the other thing though, is why on a farm? So he's not going to school for 2 weeks? He's just living on a farm? Like, I don't understand, like...
Well, it's probably that's just where he's going to be living, is on the farm, but he probably still has to go to school.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And so he promises, because he, Rosie, you know, he always wants to, you know, impress Rosie. So Rosie told him about, you know, this great class she taught. It sounded like she just had sex, but she's like, I just had the most amazing sex education class. And then you know, just talking about the honesty, he said one of the students admitted that they were still a virgin and like no one made fun of them and stuff like that. And then she was telling Alvy, you know, to just kind of study his own body, to, you know, learn how to teach instead of just reading through, you know, these books he had. And then he ends up tossing the book and it ends up hitting Shaquille, who's been like eavesdropping because he's got a thing for Well, and so they're like, what are you doing here? And it starts doing these weird, like, jumping, squatting moves or something like that. And he's like, oh, I'm just doing a standard library gym sesh, working on the old bibliopex. Such a stupid thing to say, but I don't know why I love it. He's like, yeah, working on the old bibliopex.
It is pretty funny.
It is the lines, the one liners of this guy are just
Matthew Horn is a pretty funny actor. I'll say that.
Yeah. So I wonder, did we ever see him in something else that we reviewed? Was he in that one show where it was the British version of or was it the original version of another show we did an American version of, where it was like person went on a date or something like that, or was trying to break up with someone on his thing? No, no, Couples, was it something called?
Coupling. I don't think he was on that.
Was that one okay?
I'm looking him up now.
Okay.
I'll see if he was. I'm not sure.
So the librarian gives him a book that he had told her to order, which is about premature ejaculation. And the book was called like Not So Fast or something like that. And he's like, oh, I didn't tell you to order that. He's like, yeah, you did. He specifically told me to order it from Amazon. Oh, okay. You're pretty chatty for a librarian. And then he's like, oh, I'm just reading this for my class. That's all. You know, I'm just gonna go over there now. And they're like, well, class is not for another 30 minutes. He's like, yeah, well, yeah, you know, probably should not jump the gun again. I mean, not again.
I'm looking up the actor, and he's done a lot of acting over the years. Probably the longest running show that he was on in Great Britain, at least, was Gavin and Stacey, which starred James Corden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so back when he was really heavy and before he came to the United States to host that so-so talk show of his.
I liked the show. I mean, it was like something to watch because it started at 12:30, so it was kind of like the late hour kind of.
The whole run of that show, supposedly it lost money, which I don't understand. I completely do not get why they would have kept it on the air. But then again, back to our strike that's going on, there's a lot of creative accounting done in television and movie producing that makes it so people don't get paid what they're worth, because they'll claim that something doesn't make money because they move things around and stuff. And there's some movies, like, I can't remember, there's like movies that are like some of the most popular movies of all time that supposedly have never made a dime.
Wow.
I can't remember them off the top of my head, and it doesn't matter anyways, but these are like movies that you would think would be, but supposedly their box office numbers were huge, but supposedly they didn't make any money. So then like writers, directors, and actors didn't get paid the back end that they were owed. So like they make a deal because the way things will work is like you can get paid different contracts of work, where you can get a contract where you make like say you're going to make $20 million up front to be
right,
or you can do a different deal where you take less than 20 million, like maybe you only take 10 million, but you agree to make money on the back end based on how many tickets are sold and how many DVDs and streaming numbers and everything like that. And you'll get like a, percentage of that from, for a certain amount of time or in perpetuity or whatever, depending on your deal. But if they play around with things, they can just pay you half of what they were going to pay you to begin with. I mean, that, if you wanted to just cash out at the beginning, and then, so you're basically screwed either way, though. So, because sometimes you could say, oh, I'll take the 20 million now, but then the movie could become like, the next Avatar or something, and then it's like stupid. Anyway for people like David Zaslav to get another yacht or something, so
I mean, you can't have too many yachts. I mean
no, and if you give up one of them, it's basically like you're homeless.
I mean, like, what if you wanted to take a different yacht to sail to another exotic place to go to dinner.
You need a different yacht for every day.
Yeah, I mean, what are your friends going to say when you pull up with the same yacht as you did yesterday? They're going to be like, oh, this guy's poor. He can't afford another yacht. You can't have like Jeff Bezos, who bought a fucking $500 million yacht that's so big that it has a yacht on top of the yacht. I hope that fucking thing.
That's literally like a hat on top of a hat.
It is.
Yeah.
It's so grotesque, the wealth disparity. $500 million. I mean, come on. And then he still got money left over. Anyway, whatever. I'm not going to get
pissed off. But that's okay, because, people are peeing in Mountain Dew bottles on the you know, production lines or stuff or whatever. So,
oh no, they said that's not true. That was only in one factory or something like that. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
and that was just one place in was it Georgia or something like that? No, I forgot what state. Whatever,
it
doesn't matter.
Thing is even if it was just one place, it's still not right.
Well, I know, but that was, I think that's what they're trying to, trying to church up by saying that, you know, like, oh yeah, it's, that's my new favorite phrase, church it up. But, I got that from Joe Dirt from like 2000 when that movie came out or something. Jeez. Cause he's like, what's your name? He's like, Joe Dirt. He's like, don't try and church it up. Your name was Joe Dirt. Such a weird movie. Kind of cool. But the second one is horrible. But anyway, even the first one. But
that's okay because Kid Rock's
in. He was in the first one.
Yeah.
I hate anyway, so he's Alvy. Yeah, he goes back to his class to teach, and he says like something along the lines of, "We need to work on having a discussion about honesty, which is why I need somebody to lie for me to pretend." Pretend to be gay so that we could be so like progressive or whatever. And he wants Joe, you know, to pretend to be gay because, of course, Joe's like his go to person apparently to like do these schemes with. And so he promises that he'll let Joe like make it so that Joe doesn't have to go to France. He's like, you know, how, you know, are you sure? He's like, have I ever let you down? It's like, yeah, like multiple times we've been talking about. And then the French so-called French exchange comes, and turns out they're not even from France; they're from Holland. And the Shaquille, mind you, who teaches geography, doesn't know the difference between France and Holland. And so they got this whole like French sign out in front, like "Bienvenue."
They had another thing earlier where like Alfie didn't know the difference between France and. Was it Belgium?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
because he was talking about Hercule Poirot, the famous book and movie detective. He thought he was French.
That's right. Yeah, because he was telling me, he was saying like, you know, it's called the Orient Express, and he's like, don't worry, they killed the American, not one of yours. He's like, I'm just surprised you read a book. He's like, book. I watched the TV show.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because sometimes she'll say things in Chinese to insult him and he can't understand. And then he's like, that was right after he asked Joe to pretend to be gay. And so he thought that she was offering, you know, to pretend to be gay as well. And he's like, oh, I appreciate that. But as they say in China, one child will do. It's like, oh my God. Like, that's so offensive. Like, so many one-liners. And then so these kids from Holland come in there, and of course there's one boy that's like, you know, the heartthrob, you know,
like a young James Dean or something, you know.
So like all the female teachers are kind of like blushing a little bit, and like him and Shaquille are like, god damn it, like, you know, because like this one kid comes up like a scrawny little kid, like, look, no one's gonna want to hop on that kid. And all of a sudden they start playing Sexy Boy by Air.
Yeah,
that band. Ariel, Sexy Boy, it's a good song, by the way.
And yeah,
I've got to try to do a mashup of that song sometime. It's really cool. But anyway, here I wrote down some notes here. I'm kind of jumping a little bit here. Well, jumping the gun, no, not really. And at one point when Alvy was talking to his class, he was just trying to like let Joe like feel better about going to the farm. Like, it's not that big of a deal or whatever. And they're like, yeah, well, you're gonna have to wink off a cow to get milk. And you're like, what? Like, yeah, where do you think the milk comes from? He's like, you generally think that's where milk comes from. Like, like, what? And then he had to like write down like anonymous questions about sexuality and put it in like a hat or whatever. And like he knows like who's writing these questions because he just knows them so well. So I think I forgot the kid's name. One of the kids, I forgot his name. He's kind of like a sort of joker a little bit in the class. His question was something like, do I need to like stop choking when the lips go blue or some shit like that? I'm like, whoa. And then
very dark, very dark.
Very, very dark humor. And then And he's like, God damn it, whatever his name is. No, I'm not going to dignify that with an answer. And then Stevens was like, you know, if any of the people from the French exchange are going to be on Grindr. And he's like, Steven, I don't know. You know, like, what's good? And then, of course, Chantel, the really racy comments, have said something. He's 23, I'm 15, how will it feel? And he's like, illegal, Chantel. like that's so terrible. It's just bad. Well, I think it's because, again, you know, Britain, different culture and stuff like that. I think in Britain, 16 might be, like, the adult age, like, whereas 18 is here. So maybe, you know, it's still, like, really racy joke to make, you know what I mean? But like, it would,
well,
like,
well, you know, 16 is legal, and so it's okay. That's why it's okay that Russell Brand allegedly groomed a 16-year-old.
So,
according to Ben Shapiro.
So that's what I was. So, did he say that, Ben Shapiro?
Oh yeah, he said it was okay because she was 16. That so, was it was okay for him to groom her. I don't care how old she was. She could be 72 and he's grooming her. I wouldn't care. He's still grooming a person.
Yeah, it's the whole discussion between legality and like what's the right thing to do kind of thing. Because there's lots of things that are legal. I mean, technically, it's legal to get drunk all the time if you're 21. Doesn't mean it's a good thing to do. Technically, it's legal to, I guess it's not legal to hurt yourself, technically. So that's a bad example. So I'm just saying, like, if this was like an American version, you probably would have been 17 and saying that.
Yeah.
But instead of, so in here, it's like, whoa, like, that's crazy, you know. But she makes these remarks all the time. Like, she made another remark in third episode when it came to, like, this video game that everybody was, like, crazy. Like, everyone's like, there's this whole, like, craze over this video game where you play a ninja. It's, like, set in World War II, and you play a ninja that kills Nazi prostitutes or something like that. It's the concept of the game, I guess. I don't know. And then, I'm kind of forgetting a little bit here. I wrote some.
So speaking on that topic, though, I mean, I don't want to.
Sure, that's fine.
But okay, so I just looked it up. The age of consent in England is 16.
Okay.
And this thing here says at 16, in an article about the Russell Brand stuff, and says at 16, okay, you can't legally drink alcohol, place a bet, or vote in a general election, but you can consent to sex. It has been this way since 1885 in the UK, when the age of consent was raised from 13.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Wow.
So I guess it's a good thing it's not 13.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, geez.
That's uncomfortable.
but I mean, that doesn't say anything. There are states in the United States where, you know, it's like the age of consent is 16, too. So still... today, because there are things where it's like there was a guy recently, I can't remember, I was reading and I heard a story about somebody that got in trouble because the this girl that he was making tapes of was 16. It was illegal for him to record her, but not illegal for him to have sex with her.
Yeah, it's just one of those
it's just fucked up. Like, you know, it's the same thing too, like when they bring up the alcohol thing and the other thing, it's like you can go to war and, you know, stuff like that, but you and you can vote, but you can't drink alcohol until you're 21. It's just like, I'm not saying they should raise the voting age like Vivek Ramaswamy.
No, because that's what the right thing wants.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah. it's one of those weird things where the laws haven't really caught up much with like the change of cultures and things like that, or society, and so you get these kind of weird discrepancies where it's like you could do the deed but you can't record it, which I'm not saying you should be allowed to record it. I'm just saying that, like, let's just make it consistent. For me, I would just say, like, just make it the age of consent like fucking 19 or 20, and just like, yeah, you know what I mean, just like, because I mean, when I was younger, maybe it's different for other people. When I was younger, I was nowhere near being ready, even when I was like 18 or 19. You know what I mean? But that's just me. But anyway, weird tangent, I know. But just like, because that's what was going on in the show was like...
Well, I will say, though, that, you know, like in 1860, the life expectancy was 39.4.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So. Not if you're president, because all the presidents were like in their 50s.
Yeah, it's like the average life expectancy, I guess.
Well, yeah, because the average first was like working terrible jobs and factories with no labor conditions and, you know, things like that, you know.
And it went up. It went up towards the end of the century, but not much. Like, it went up into the 40s or something, but like 46 years or something. But still, that's like, you know, my age right now. So it's just weird.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's weird. But yeah, I mean, she's always flirting with him all the time, and he's, you know, shutting her down, which, you know, is the good response, you know, to,
yeah,
which is like, at least there's some sense of maturity he to him, even though he's kind of like below them a little bit and almost every other sense of the word.
Yeah. And, yeah. I'm still trying to figure out how he became a teacher.
That's the other thing too. I was wondering about, yeah, is like, how did this happen? Like, we know a little bit about his past. He said something like, maybe it was the next episode where he said he was like, he has a connection to like a local newspaper because he knew the editor, because one time he was in the paper for breaking his leg, and she asked him, Rosie asked him how he's breaking his leg. He was playing human chess. I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay. You don't know what human chess is?
No, I don't.
Have you ever seen those things like where there's a big chess board like in a field or something?
Yeah.
And there's like humans who actually, what they do is they used to do this, like royalty would do this. It's kind of done in like Alice in Wonderland and stuff, where you have like people representing all of the chess pieces, and then somebody will tell them where to move. They'll be like, you know, have the pawn move here or something like that. And then there's somebody dressed up like the pawn, or just, you know, that is the pawn and moves to that spot, or is the knight, or whatever. I don't know how to play chess, so I'm just making shit up. But you know what I mean? That's what they do. I know about this existence of this game. I just don't know. But, you know. But yeah, they just have the pieces move where they tell them to and stuff, and they're just humans on this big thing, which is just kind of the weirdest fucking thing ever. So,
yeah, I maybe he does come from a posh background, because I know in the first episode they said something about, like, didn't you used to go to a school where you played Quidditch with David Cameron or something like that?
Quidditch.
Maybe we'll find out. Maybe he comes from like some kind of like wealthy type of, you know, whatever, you know.
Now, one day I want to play is Human Monopoly, where you just...
Well, I mean, in life it already is Human Monopoly.
Exactly.
Human Monopoly actually was invented as an anti-capitalist game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and some woman who didn't, who had her, had the rights basically stolen from her for a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But, yeah. We should cover that in a future episode.
Yeah, that would be
an interesting start.
Topic.
Yeah.
Yeah, would be.
Maybe we can do an episode about board game history, different board games.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. Okay. If you want to hear that, let us know. Send me a message at mike@cronepark.com.
We call all too bored, as in like a double meaning, like, because some board games are boring, like Monopoly, but it's also bored as in a board game. But yes. It's like all too bored. I don't know, whatever. And then it was just a funny little thing. And so, to cut a long story short, because I'm kind of going off here a lot, because I think I wrote too many notes down at this point. I usually just kind of rip it, and I kind of went the opposite this way, kind of too hampered down by the one-liners that Shaquille says. Because there is one good one I want to talk about. Because like when Alfie goes to ask him if Joe can be replaced with someone else to go to the farm, Shaquille is like playing like basketball with like these papers, and like one of them is like, here's a formal warning from a parent who told me not to call him from a brother from another mother or something like that.
Yeah.
And then he makes the basket, but he keeps saying the wrong things. He's like, touchdown or something like
that. Yeah, it's a touchdown, and then he was like, home run. He's like, and it was all these random like American sports terminology.
Yeah. And like one of them, I think too, is like pretty racist. I mean, it was supposed to be racist, because he's like, here's the governor's letter about my behavior towards a black parent. And then he starts doing like the basketball, like do 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 do. So I don't know, because the whole idea of like,
yeah,
well, like people play basketball or whatever, because, you know, maybe he said something offensive. And then he makes the basket. And he goes, home run, and he's like, actually, can you give that back to me? I should probably give that a read before the hearing.
just these like little one. I mean, God, there's probably at least 20 of these one-liners from Shaquille. I mean, I can't say them all because there's just so many of them. But and then well, so finally near the end, we get to the Holland students come in Alvy's classroom when he's given his sex education class, and then Shaquille's like, okay, parents, well, welcome to one of our live sex shows.
And they
we don't do that here. It is a live sex education show.
And one of the parents is like streaming it online at that point too. Like she's got her camera.
Mumsnet.uk. It's some like
yeah,
some of like you know mom blog yeah. whatever. At this point, it's probably not like a transphobic blog, but back then, it's probably not. But
is it a real thing?
Scratch that. I don't want to get.
Yeah, no, because I don't know if it's a real thing or just made up for the TV show. That's
it. Might be made up.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's so like he wants Joe to say he's gay, and he's like, can you speak up a little bit? I can't really hear. And he's like, I'm gay. And he's like, oh, honesty, you know, that's such a great thing. And he's like, I'm not really gay. He's like, no, don't listen to him. And he's like, well, are you gay or not gay? And he's like, Alvy made me be gay for him. He's like, no, that's not what that means. He's like, yeah, you did. You said that if I wasn't gay for you, I would have to go to the French exchange. He's like, no, that's not what I said. And then, like, what kind of class is this? And then, of course, you get the Holland guy, you know, the handsome one. You know, he's like, oh, you're like, oh yeah, you want to talk about sex? And he's like, yeah, fine, I'm mature enough. He's like, I like, you know, strumming the clitoris, and they're like, oh my God, like don't say that word. And he's like, well, technically it's a myth. It doesn't even really exist. You know, that typical, type of thing. And then there's one kid's like, what is a glitterish? Like, you know, like
glitter is glitterish.
And he's like, what is a glitter? Like, don't worry about it. And someone said something about MILF. He's like, what's the MILF? Like, no, it's not. He's like, I think I believe it's called a mother I'd like to fondle. It means mother I'd like to fondle. Okay, can we talk about that now? And then like the whole thing just spirals. Like, okay, well, talk about you. What's your favorite sexual position? He's like, the usual ones. And he's like, what's your favorite foreplay? He's like, you know, like the basic ones, all of them. And they're like, okay, what's your first time and stuff? And he's just like, everyone's yelling at him, and he's like having like a panic attack. And at one point, he's like, leave me alone, you. Like it's really weird tone. And he admits that he's a virgin, basically.
Yeah.
And that he had a girlfriend for a long time, but they never had sex. And then I guess they eventually broke up or whatever. And, you know, it's just like, it's just a really weird episode. I mean, I've
yeah.
probably talked.
Yeah. And then at the end, he ends up like, they got in trouble because of the, you know, it's overt, like sexual, almost pedophilic nature of the class.
I know.
So they had to suspend Alvy for a bit, and then they ended up sending him to France with the bully. Yeah, so.
He had to sit next to him in the car or the van or whatever.
Yeah, good times.
Good show.
Good episode, yeah. So, any other final thoughts before we wrap things up here?
No, not really.
Yeah, I mean, I really liked the episode. I thought it was really good. I can't wait to see more of this show. Maybe we'll continue to cover some more episodes here in the future. But anyways, folks, if you know of any shows you want us to cover, please let us know on one of our social media accounts or at mike@cullenpark.com. That's M-I-K-E, the little at symbol thing, and then it's C-U-L-L-E-N-P-A-R-K, a little period. That's what the dot stands for. And then
yep.
C-O-M.
Yeah, com.
Yeah.
mike@cullenpark.com.
Yeah, see, it's simple.
It is simple. By the way, non-American shows, please.
Yeah, at the moment, we would not like to see. I mean, maybe if you want to send them to some of them to us, feel free, but just know that for legal reasons right now, we will not be covering those until after the SAG-AFTRA strike is over. So, Anyways, but if you do want to help out the SAG-AFTRA, you know, anybody that's affected by the strikes that are going on right now, there's links in our show notes. Be sure to check that out to the Entertainment Fund out in California that takes care of people, helps them if they need money for rent or food or other things. You know, that helped them, you know, survive. Anyways, yeah, so, you know, it helps provide yachts for them. No, it doesn't. I'm joking.
Yeah, no, not quite.
No.
More like food and
yeah,
or shelter.
You know, the things that you actually need on like a yacht on the top of a yacht.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. You know, because that's just yachting ridiculous. And it's like a rotten yachting. And I need help. I really need help. Anyway, Sylvia. But be sure to check out all of our social media. There's links probably on our website. Also, that's all2real2.com. You can find everything there. Check out our TeePublic. Also, check out our Patreon if you want to help out the show. And another way you can is just spread word, let people know, share the episodes on your social medias or wherever. You know, want to just, you know, write down the link to the episode and just hand it to some random guy walking down the street. Feel free to do that if you want.
Yeah.
Probably not the best way to do it, though.
No, not really.
Mm-hmm. If you want to, like, you know, another thing, if you have enough money and you want to, like, rent out a billboard and just put our website on it.
Ooh, that would be nice.
Like, maybe in the middle of Times Square.
That would cost a lot of money.
Yeah, and if you had that much money, I would actually just prefer that you talk to me about, like, maybe financing our podcast. But anyway, so...
Make a billboard in Toledo, all2real2.com. It's a good, it's got a good ring to it.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. Then.
Anywho, our delusions of grandeur here. So, folks, I'm in a weird mood today. if you couldn't tell. And anyways, hope you all have a good day. Be kind to each other. Remember that I love you. Sesame loves you.
Yes.
Sex isn't a bad thing.
Nope.
Unless you're doing it illegally. And until next time, folks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to All Too Real 2 Podcast, a Cullen Park production. Produced and edited by Michael E. Cullen II. Music by Matthew Hawes. Subscribe and share the show. Visit us at cullenpark.com.